I actually had this book on my Amazon wish list 6 months before I met Dr. Schechter. And then I ordered it, and come to find out, Barry Levy and Vic Seidel are here, so I'm going to be getting their autographs. I already got Vic, so I'm pretty excited if I can put a plug for them as well. So thank you first to Susan and Arnold, or Dr. Schechter, for allowing me to speak to you all today. Susan has a project called the War Legacies Project. She endeavors with this project to improve Vietnamese lives through prevention, education, housing, and donation of goods. If you type War Legacies into Google, you should be able to pull up her website pretty easily. We have no personal, financial, or commercial relationships to disclose. All right. From the years 1961 to 1971, the U.S. government sprayed more than 21 million gallons of herbicides and defoliants over vast areas of central and southern Vietnam, southern Laos, and parts of Cambodia. Why did they do this? I'll tell you in a few slides. All right. This is actually advancing without me wanting it to, so you'll have to forgive me if I have to go back and forth. This is a map showing primarily southern Vietnam. About 14% of the land area of South Vietnam was sprayed, and 34% of this area was sprayed more than once. Two-thirds of the herbicides that were used were contaminated with 2,3-7-8 tetrachlorodibenzodioxin, better known as dioxin, a contaminant of Agent Orange. Interestingly enough, it was primarily southern Vietnam, not northern Vietnam, that was sprayed with Agent Orange. Just a little background. Dioxin is a persistent organic pollutant. It is not water-soluble, does not degrade easily. It can still be found in soil and various animal species due to their consumption of contaminated food sources. Even after the contaminants have been metabolized. It is fat-soluble. That means it's not excreted in the urine and it's stored in the adipose tissue. It's carcinogenic, in that it alters complex cellular mechanisms involved in both normal body functions and reproduction. Dioxin, in even very small amounts, that's parts per trillion, has been shown to be associated with severe health damage to those exposed. There may also be adverse sequelae of this disease in the offspring of exposed individuals. This slide shows Laos and the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which was a series of trails used by the North Vietnamese as a military and supply route to southern Vietnam. There were over 500,000 gallons of herbicides sprayed on southern Laos by the U.S. along the Ho Chi Minh Trail, thus not only affecting the Vietnamese in the south and the U.S. vets in the south, but also the northern Vietnamese soldiers who were serving in the south. As I alluded to before, Agent Orange is an herbicide that was used to kill shrubs and plants during the War of Vietnam. The primary reason was to destroy vegetation cover where enemy troops could be hidden and to also destroy the enemy's food supply. The immediate environmental impacts were that 5 million acres of upland forest and mangroves were denuded or heavily defoliated. 36% of the total mangrove forest area was destroyed, and there were 500,000 acres of rice and other crops that were destroyed. Here are some images of some long-term environmental impacts. One can see the defoliated hills in Salavan, which is just a few kilometers from the Vietnam border. The second image shows erosion of the defoliated hills in Laos. You can see that it's not showing up very clearly, but on either side, there's a green foliage, and then there's a long line of just bare soil. That photo was actually taken in 1990, 30 years after Vietnam. As of August 2011, 28 dioxin hotspots were identified. The most significant were in Da Nang, Phu Cat, and the Vinh Ha Airport that was used by the U.S. military. The red areas are the hotspots identified by the Vietnamese government that are in the most need of cleanup and remediation. The green, there are low risk of dioxin contamination. Blue is the possible or suspected areas of residual dioxin. And the purple, pink areas, we need more information from there. Here are the three hot spots of which I just spoke. In most countries, dioxin levels should not exceed 1,000 parts per trillion in the soil and 100 parts per trillion in sediments. Higher levels require immediate attention. Da Nang showed 365,000 parts per trillion, and Wen Ha showed 262,000 parts per trillion, and Phu Cat showed 236,000 parts per trillion. In mid-2010, the United Nations Development Program and the Global Environmental Fund estimated that the cost of cleanup for all three sites to be $58.7 million. However, in 2011, cleanup at Da Nang indicated that the total cost would rise to over $67.7 million. Here we have an image of a cleanup site in Da Nang. This structure is actually 70 meters wide, 100 meters long, and 8 meters high. Approximately 73,000 cubic meters of contaminated soils and sediments at the Da Nang Airport were to be heated up to a minimum of 335 degrees Celsius until dioxin levels reached below 150 parts per trillion. Heating started in 2014. A year later, in 2015, we found that the dioxin levels had been reduced to the target of 150 parts per trillion. The heating units would then be turned off and removed. Water was injected to cool the soil, and the soil was to be taken back to the Da Nang Airport region. The soil and the sediment around this area where it's actually taken away, not thrown out or anything like that, but it will be brought back once all the decontamination occurs. Here we go with Wen Ha, one of the three dioxin hotspots in need of treatment. There are still many sites that are in need of cleanup, and some of the sites, the soil itself is still so toxic, you have to have special shoes, not just very good clothing to keep yourself from being exposed. Once more, we have the image of the Ho Chi Minh Trail. I just want you all to recall that it wasn't just certain areas that were exposed, but a very long path. There's an orange line along there that shows the entire Ho Chi Minh Trail. All right. Exposure to Agent Orange did not discriminate between Northern Vietnamese soldiers, Southern Vietnamese citizens and soldiers, and U.S. veterans. Of note, here's a list of former air bases and landing zones in Laos where herbicides may have been stored by and for the U.S. Vietnamese governments. Of over 500 bases that have been examined in Laos, 27 still need further investigation. Just go on to the next picture. Now that we've discussed some of the environmental impacts, I would like to focus on the human health impact of exposure to Agent Orange contaminated with dioxins. Many government and media organizations have used images such as this one here, of children with obvious craniofacial birth defects and others, who they have claimed suffered these effects from Agent Orange. These images are very, very persuasive and effective in public media campaigns, but as of yet, these craniofacial conditions have yet to be substantiated. Now, I am not saying that there are no problems in the exposure of the individuals and their offspring. What I am saying is that more research is needed. Here we do have a list of conditions that have been found to be associated with exposure to dioxins or herbicides used during the war in Vietnam. The U.S. Institute of Medicine in 2012, remember everyone, we have someone coming this afternoon to talk about the most recent evidence. In 2012, they cite sufficient evidence for soft tissue sarcoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and others. When there's sufficient evidence, people are compensated. That veterans are compensated for this. You can see the red highlighted ones, though, however, are not eligible for VA compensation, but I'll discuss that in a moment. The report also found evidence suggesting, that's quote unquote, an association with prostate cancer, multiple myeloma, Parkinson's disease, ischemic heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and spina bifida in exposed people's offspring. In 2010, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs compensated Vietnam veterans $16.2 billion. However, the VA does not relate service-connected disability with direct exposure to Agent Orange, nor to any other possible cause of illness. Due to multiple privacy laws, data about veteran illnesses since Vietnam is not forthcoming. For the offspring of VA vets, the VA will compensate for conditions that are not due to birth-related injuries, such as a clavicular fracture, fetal or neonatal infirmities with well-established causes, or familial disorders. However, again, I have to say that the VA wants to make sure that people are very aware that these conditions are not tied to Agent Orange or Dioxin, but rather to their parents' service in Vietnam. So again, the conditions of the offspring include achondroplasia, congenital heart disease, and perforate anus, and so on. In addition to those on the IOM list, the Vietnamese Red Cross recognizes primary liver cancer, lipid metabolism disorders, reproductive abnormalities, unusual births and miscarriages, birth defects in offspring of exposed people, and mental disorders. The Vietnamese government provides disability compensation for individuals and their offsprings exposed to or affected by Agent Orange. A person must actually be certified, and certification requires a medical exam which identifies disability or illness believed to be associated with dioxin. They also have to have a history or be a grandchild or child of someone who was exposed to dioxin. Payments are anywhere from a grand total of $24 to $60 a month. Of note, caregivers can also be compensated. In June 2014, the United States Agency for International Development announced in their Vietnam Disabilities Annual Program Statement that they would expand services to civilians with disabilities in Vietnam. Their focus is primarily on physical, occupational, and speech therapies. Foreign and local Vietnamese NGOs can apply for grants that are a minimum of $200,000 per year. They expect to distribute $21 million over the next 5 years. For the first time, the USAID specified that new programs will target areas where disability prevalence and poverty rates are high, including areas of the country that historically were heavily sprayed with Agent Orange, in an attempt to address the priorities of some of the stakeholders. And as Dr. Schechter alluded to earlier, there appears to be more dollars appropriated for cleanup rather than healthcare. Many people think that this should be reversed. Cleanup could be simple. One could fence off contaminated areas, move contaminated soil to toxic waste dumps, do high temperature dechlorination or bacterial dechlorination. However, expense efficiency and permanence vary for each one of those techniques. We in public health are aware of the interrelated nature of individuals, communities, and their environment. However, I'm still relatively new to this area, so I will defer to Susan and Dr. Schechter with regard to their suggestions in this manner, as far as what would be some of the best ways to clean up the area there. What I do know is that there are still problems that must be addressed, and these problems aren't limited to environmental health. They're not just limited to the Vietnamese nor veterans' health. It's more of a global problem and something I think that we really need to focus on. And I'm passionate about it. It seems like everyone else here is as well. So with gratitude, I say thank you. And I hope you all have a great meeting here, or great time here at the APH annual meeting. Are there any questions?
The pictures that we showed are usually from Google. If you Google Agent Orange, you get pictures of malformed children. They could be malformed from anything, cerebral palsy, polio, unknown causes. They have been used in what in Vietnam would be called propaganda, we might call public relations, by the current government of Vietnam, which is, of course, a Communist Party-dominated government. And those pictures can be misused because there's no evidence for any specific individual that those are related to Agent Orange, whether it's from bad nutrition because the food has been destroyed from Agent Orange in an area, jobs have been destroyed, sources of income, husbands and wife, could be markedly diminished, or it could be genetic, or, you know, in this country, we recommend folic acid supplements for any pregnant woman. So those can be very misleading, and I feel very awkward anytime I see those. When we have looked, and there's my colleagues in Vietnam, in the United States, chemists in various countries, at the parents of some of the children who are malformed, we do not, so far, we've never found, and I don't think anyone to date in the world has found any evidence of higher than background dioxin contamination in the parents or the grandparents of the children with malformations. Now, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't expect to see some health problems and some malformations and other problems if a population is exposed to dioxins in higher levels than would otherwise have been the case if not for Agent Orange. On the other hand, there's also arsenic, mercury, and other things to consider, lead. And so before jumping to conclusions, it's really important to state that I don't think I've seen yet a good estimate of how many children, how many kids have health problems, or how many adults have health problems from the Agent Orange. And Barry Levy is going to talk as lead off to the next session about all the things that can happen to civilians in any war and in specific wars that he'll describe. So war is bad for people's health. Whether they're on the winning side or the losing side or whatever. I wonder if you noticed the tiny amount of money that the so-called victims of Agent Orange, as designated by the Vietnam government, is giving to people that a government agency there thinks have health problems from Agent Orange. What is it, $50 a month was mentioned. 24 to 64. Ken's memory is better than mine. Some of the other things that are really striking are how much money it cost to remediate the environment, to get rid of the dioxin in soil or sediment so it doesn't get into people or food supply or wildlife. Millions and millions of dollars and years for each hot spot. Again, the hot spot is where the dioxin, the most toxic, the most poisonous dioxin, TCDD or dioxin, is in high concentrations. In this country, in America, United States of America, we consider up to 1,000 parts per trillion of that dioxin or total dioxin equivalents to be okay for use. You can have it in the backyard, playground, school for the most part. And that was the most recent EPA recommendation that I've seen, 1,000 parts per trillion of total dioxin, sometimes called dioxin toxic equivalents, is considered, quote, safe, unquote. That number that you heard of 150 parts per trillion sounds to me like overkill. But also you saw all of those, we saw all of those potential hot spots all throughout Vietnam. No government, let alone ones that may come in at the next election next year, is going to even dream of donating or spending that much money to clean up every hotspot in Vietnam it's not. The which one?
Mine just kept advancing.
No, it's doing it on its own. Well, you're getting a repeat for those of you who slept through the first. Or Jim went too fast, and she did go fast. The people from the south, like Kentucky, do that. They go faster than northerners. Northerners from the north of Vietnam, except there it's reversed. The southerners are usually faster. So Jen would make a good Vietnamese. Okay, so how are we doing? Jen went so fast. You went so fast. But that's what southerners are like. Okay, and I will speak louder as advised. Okay, none of you have any comments? This is the first time in my experience that the Vietnam caucus sections haven't had comments, criticisms, big concerns. What's going on? Everyone with an outgoing Donald Trump-like personalities at other sessions? Okay. Well, we have the next speaker eager to give up. Andy Baker White is a lawyer. He also holds a master's in public health. He is a key member of the law group at the American Public Health Association. And you can't have a war without lawyers, or at least pretending that there's a legal justification for what one is doing for war. I think probably every war in history has had that justification, which is always true by the winners and always wrong by the losers. But that's not to be taken as anything but a poor attempt at humor.